This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. Now we go over live to the Prime Minister's address at the event.
कुछ सेंचुरीज पहले गुजरात से कई परिवार ओमान में जाकर बस गए थे. 250 इयर्स की उनकी जर्नी काफी इंस्पायरिंग है. यहां इससे जुड़ी एक एग्जीबिशन भी लगाई गई है. इसमें इस कम्युनिटी से जुड़े थाउजेंड्स ऑफ डॉक्यूमेंट्स को डिजिटाइज करके दिखाया गया. साथ ही उनके साथ एक ओरल हिस्ट्री प्रोजेक्ट भी किया गया है. यानी कम्युनिटी के जो सीनियर लोग हैं, जिनकी काफी एज हो चुकी है, उन्होंने अपने एक्सपीरियंस शेयर किए हैं. मुझे खुशी है कि इनमें से कई फैमिली आज हमारे बीच यहां मौजूद भी हैं. साथियों, इसी तरह के प्रयास हमें अलग अलग देशों में गए डायस्पोरा के साथ भी करने चाहिए. जैसे एक उदाहरण हमारे गिरमिटिया भाई बहन है. क्यों ना हमारे गिरमिटिया साथियों का एक डेटाबेस क्रिएट किया जाए. वे भारत के किस किस गांव से, किस शहर से गए, इसकी पहचान हो. वे कहां कहां जाकर बसे, उन जगहों को भी आइडेंटिफाई किया जाए.
The Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention is a flagship event of the central government that provides an important platform to connect and engage with the Indian diaspora and enable them to interact with each other. The three-day Pravasi Bharatiya Divas kick-started yesterday with the inauguration of Yuva Pravasi Bharatiya Divas. The theme of this year's Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention is Diaspora's Contribution to a Viksit Bharat. A large number of Indian diaspora members from several countries are participating in the convention. Several union ministers, including Dr. S. Jaishankar, Ashwini Vaishnav, Jewel Oram, and Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, are attending the convention. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has redefined India's relationship with its overseas communities, making them integral to the nation's global image and development. This was stated by Chairman of US-India Community Foundation, Dr. Bharat Barai, in an article written in the National Daily. Dr. Barai said events like Howdy Modi in Houston, Hala Modi in Kuwait, and numerous others across continents have highlighted Prime Minister's personal connection with non-resident Indians, NRIs, and persons of Indian origin, PIOs. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Acting Foreign Minister of Afghanistan, Maulavi Amir Khan Mutaki, discussed various issues pertaining to bilateral relations as well as regional developments in Dubai yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that in the meeting, Foreign Secretary underlined India's historic friendship with the Afghan people and strong people-to-people contacts between the two countries. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives during a stampede at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, the President extended her condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Cold wave conditions have intensified in most parts of North India. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has warned the temperature in the region is likely to dip further. Due to a western disturbance, there is a possibility of rain and snowfall in parts of northwest India later in the week. In Malaysia Open Badminton, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto faced a setback in the mixed doubles round of 16 after losing to the 7-seeded Chinese pair of Xing Zhang and Qi Zhang 13-21-20-22 in Kuala Lumpur this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.